up and at 'em here on a Monday. For some people, they're like, hey, I'm on summer break. I'm going to enjoy this. And for others, getting a start here today and back to work, and it's a Monday. And we've got in the radio industry some things we call drops that have to do with Monday that you'll hear along the way. For instance, drops like this.
There's never a dull Monday.
Yeah, never a dull. That was kind of quiet. Try it again, please. Thank you.
There's never a dull Monday. Uh-huh.
Yeah, kind of things like that along the way. Or maybe some person's feeling like,
I'm not in the mood for Monday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. Monday can be a challenging day, and some people have a case of it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
But if you've got that, and then this person feeling like,
I've got a little extra Monday in my step.
Yeah, then you're like, wow, where'd you get all the energy? You must have rested over the weekend, so. All right, it is a Monday here this morning here on WWIB, and it is July 14th. So we'll have birthdays after 6:20 this morning. So if you know somebody with a birthday on this Monday or an anniversary, let us know on the listener line at 715-396-1670. That's 715-396-1670. Headlines this morning, the Epstein files causing a big rupture, it seems, in MAGA world these days. Elon Musk, who'd been on the Trump team and with MAGA, now saying release the files as promised. We'll see what happens in that whole. President Trump actually speaking out and saying, let this go, my friends, my supporters. So we'll see what happens there. Superman, a big box office smash over the weekend, over $120 million. I heard Chris Stegall talking about it on his show on our sister station, FM 103.1 AM 680, the live stream on wogo.com. My two oldest kids saw it and liked it. I don't know if Dawson talked about it in the drive, but they saw it on even Thursday night. So, Yannick Sinner, the first Italian to win Wimbledon. Congratulations to him. Kind of evening the score with his opponent yesterday. And what about this day in history? July 14th, 1789. Yeah, it marked the start of the French Revolution, whose impact was felt across Europe for generations to come. Citizens in Paris stormed the Bastille prison, a symbol of the French monarchy's tyranny, and released seven prisoners. Meanwhile, July 14th, 1881.
Well, this is how Billy the Kid met his fate.
Yeah, William H. Bonney Jr., the outlaw known as Billy the Kid, was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett in Fort Sumter, New Mexico, on this day, 1881. And finally, July 14th, 1912.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island.
Yeah, Woody Guthrie, the folk music legend, born on this day in Okima, Oklahoma. So those are some of the elements for today in history here on WWIB. Checking out anything else that we might have to share. Ivana Trump died on this day 3 years ago at the age of 73. The first wife of the President of the United States. All right, finally, it is July 14th, and this morning's devotion from Robert Morgan's on this day is titled The Gambler. He writes, gambling can take a man's shirt off his back, but Christ can clothe him with hope. Camillus Villelis learned both lessons. He was Italian. Born in 1550 to a mother nearly 60. By 17, he stood 6.5 feet, big-boned, well-muscled, quick-tempered, and unchaste. He enlisted in the army, was sent to war, but on the battlefield contracted a leg disease that afflicted him the rest of his life. The hospital for incurables in Rome, San Giacomo, admitted him, but he was soon ejected for quarreling. That wasn't his worst fault. Camillus relished betting, and by 1574, his addiction had taken his last penny. That autumn in the streets of Naples, Italy, he gambled with his last possession, the shirt on his back, the literal shirt on his back. Losing the wager, he stripped it off and limped away, both broke and broken. Camillus secured a construction job, and one day a friar came along preaching. The message hit home, and Camillus fell to his knees, crying to God for mercy. He was 25 when he became a Christian. He returned to San Giacomo and offered himself as a volunteer, ministering intently to the suffering, and in time he was promoted, then promoted again. He eventually became hospital superintendent. With a friend's endowment, he organized a small army of male nurses to serve the sick in Christ's name. He also mobilized volunteers to travel with troops in Hungary and Croatia, thus forming the first military field ambulance. He sent nurses aboard galley ships to attend slaves suffering from pestilence. In all, Camillus organized 8 hospitals, pioneered medical hygiene and diet, and successfully opposed the prevailing practice of burying patients alive. All the while, Camillus's leg was worsening, and he began suffering ruptures elsewhere in his body. Sometimes on his rounds, he crawled from sickbed to sickbed. Wow. On this day, July 14th, 1614, after a final tour of his works, Camillus Dellalus died at age 64. He was canonized in 1746 and declared patron saint of the sick by Pope Leo XIII and of nurses and nursing by Pope Pius XI. In Catholic tradition, he's remembered every year on this day. Proverbs 28, 13, and 14. If you don't confess your sins, you'll be a failure, but God will be merciful. If you confess your sins and give them up, the Lord blesses everyone who's afraid to do evil. But if you're cruel, you'll end up in trouble. The story of the gambler, Camillus Dellalus. Can't say I've ever heard it, but Robert Morgan sharing with us today from On This Day. All right, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Our friend Drew Fralick, we met at a Larry Crabb Spiritual Direction Conference at the Billy Graham Center in Asheville, North Carolina in 2019, 6 years ago. And lo and behold, this is our second to last visit because you and your family are moving to Colorado. And that would be an hour earlier. So that would be like, five. We're going to let you sleep then. So good morning.
Yeah, that would be 4:30 in the morning or something.
Yeah.
So maybe once in a while. Who knows if I'm in.
Well,
full of insomnia.
Actually, it's an hour earlier, so mountain time, it would be 5:45. So,
okay.
Yes. So six.
We'll talk. Yeah, we'll
see. I've always wanted to say this. I'll have my people talk to your people. So there we
That'd
go.
Be perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's good to have people.
So are you, like, is everything into full moving mode right now or what?
I mean, basically right now, it's just getting close to the tail end of the transitioning the church mode, which is a ton of work.
Yeah.
You know, just like taking a church and moving it from one leadership to another is just a lot of handover. And then I think next, so we have the Vineyard National Conference this week. We're going to leave for that in a little bit.
And where is that at? And
that's in the great city of Cincinnati, Mark.
Okay.
Skyline Chili. You ever tried it?
I've heard about it.
I've heard about it. Yeah, I've been there like 10 times. I've never tried it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never tried it. But maybe this time.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah.
So, but then, yeah, then when we come back from that, I mean, we just start packing up and we're out of here in a couple of weeks. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how quickly the time has gone by. So,
but that's a lot. I mean, just moving itself is, are you hiring a moving company? Obviously, you're moving from Michigan to Colorado, so.
We found a great moving company. It's called Drew Fralick Movers. It's called Honey, would you put that in the box and put it in the truck? We have this huge couch that my wife bought the last time we moved, and it's from like the 1960s.
Yeah.
Like, this thing was invented clearly during an age when they thought nuclear weapons would be dropping on the U.S. because it's so heavy. This couch is so heavy.
Oh, that's...
And I said, we're not moving that couch.
Yeah.
We're not taking that to Denver. And she said, oh, I really love the color and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, oh, man. I was praying, please, God, don't let us move this couch to Denver. Well, the result was my daughter, about a week ago, she went and drew all over the couch with a permanent marker.
Now,
and
you
I
didn't.
Was like, oh, that's a miracle.
You didn't. She's 3 years old. You didn't tell her to do that.
No, I didn't tell her, but she just went and did it. She was like, that green will look amazing with this permanent marker. So my wife was like, I guess we won't take it. I was like, oh.
The couch
is staying. I was just seeing my back going out with that.
Yeah. Well, Drew, we do Make Us Laugh Monday, and Paul in Willard is quite the guy, and he's got a joke for us this morning, so here we go.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Good morning, everybody. This is Paul from Willard. Yeah, I was just wondering, sitting here driving to work, thinking about all the different stories in the Bible, and anybody else is like me, sort of wondering what the backstory is, you know, like back in the beginning of the Bible, and Adam was walking through the garden with God, and they were walking along together, and God looks down at Adam and says, oh, Adam, boy, you seem a little bit down today. What's going on? He said, well, Lord, you know, as much as I love to spend time with you walking through the mists of the garden, you know, the rest of the day, it's pretty lonely. And, you know, some of the stuff I got to do around here, I could really use a helper. And I just was sort of afraid to ask, like, you know, thinking maybe you would think I didn't think I could handle it on my own. And I goes, well, I could probably do something, but that's a pretty steep order there, Adam. You know, that might actually cost you an arm and a leg. Adam goes, oh, would you take a rib instead? Mm. Have a good day.
All right. There we go. Thank you, Paul, on the wake up. I think Paul wants to, he's auditioning for the joke gym there, Drew.
That's right. Hey, it's still going to be going. Okay. Listen, we got new leadership there, too. So it's
all
still
right.
Going to be going. Come on by.
Our final visit with Drew, at least in Michigan, next week. Thank you, friend. I appreciate it. Yeah, have a safe trip to Cincinnati and enjoy some of that skyline chili. All right, weekend recap on the WIB Wake Up Show. Pavel and Caleb, WWIB. I don't know. It felt like a good weekend to chill, to relax. The big thing was I wasn't traveling like over an hour or 2 hours round trip somewhere, which was kind of nice. And so enjoyed some wonderful time with my wife on Friday night. Saturday morning breakfast at Randy's, and I headed to meet with a group of guys after that. Got some of the Randy's. I think they're called Monster Cookies. I don't know. They're really good. M&M's in them. They were a hit. And kind of disappeared at home later, the remainder of them. Did my Chippewa Valley this week. Later that day, Sunday, small group on the Sermon on the Mount church, and we had a big lunch. Our kids, the ones that are in town, some of their friends, and took my car to the mechanic where the front brakes need some work. So there you go.
All right. You know what? I agree with you. It did feel like kind of a weekend to just sort of chill
at home. Nice.
And really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And as I've mentioned before, I love watching my kids play. Sometimes the play is sort of loud and boisterous. And it's like, how come you're best friends for a few minutes and then you're arguing and fighting the next?
Yeah.
But love watching my kids play. Got some errands done. Enjoyed a trip to the library. I enjoyed a book that I was reading for quite a bit over the weekend, got a lot of steps in. I really, really enjoyed Cooper picking up a book where he wasn't real sure if he would like it, but it had been recommended by my little sister and by Cooper's cousin, who he's good friends with. And he's, I think, probably two-thirds of the way through a
nice,
pretty significant chapter book that he read in about a day and a half because he really started enjoying it. And I love part
That's
of why
huge.
We do the Kids Summer Reading Challenge. Mm-hmm. I love seeing children read and enjoy reading. So that was a lot of fun. And you know what? I also found, like scrolling through Netflix, I love the documentaries, the sports documentaries, and there's one produced by Peyton Manning called Quarterback, and there's a new season.
Mm.
And while I was getting those steps in, I watched quite a bit of that.
Yes.
And very much enjoyed it. And man, Kirk Cousins is a good dude.
Huh.
I like that guy a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of glad he doesn't play for the Vikings anymore, though.
There we go. He's wanting to play for Atlanta if they let him play. Another reminder that for parents of young kids, that when we're with them, we need to set our phone down.
Reminder to be present. Headline here is this. Many kids feel, quote, unimportant by smartphone-distracted parents.
Yeah, while limiting their kids' screen time, parents may also want to consider being mindful of their own habits when it comes to mobile devices.
According to a survey by ABG Technologies, many kids notice their parents' screen addictions, and it can profoundly affect their views on the subject.
So here's some stats for you. 54% of children felt parents checked their devices too often.
32% of kids, so again, one in three, feel unimportant when parents get distracted by their phones. That's a big oof for
me. Over half, 52% of parents agreed that they check their devices too frequently.
And one in four parents want their child to use their device less. And so again, I think it's going back to that, hey, when you're pointing one finger, that there's multiple fingers pointed back at you, right? And man, that really kind of hits where it hurts for me, too, because I can get so distracted by my device. And even as I say, man, I love watching my children play, but how often am I missing that because, you know, of something that really wasn't important?
Yeah, so I think that's a great message. Be present. Think of that song from Jeremy Camp. Keep me in the moment with my phone set down and with my kids.
Well, one of the great ways, I think, to be present with your kids is to do things with them, including maybe taking them to a great Christian concert. And there is one coming up in Willard, Wisconsin this Saturday, benefiting different ministries. So it's a benefit concert as well. Rhett Walker is coming to town, different ministry in their Made New Recovery program. And our friend Paul from Willard and his wonderful wife, Nicole, again, following the Lord's leading for different ministry and Build a Stage Productions, bringing these award-winning Christian artists from all across the country to Willard, to this brand new professional outdoor venue, Whispering Oaks. So Rhett Walker coming live in concert this Saturday. Do not miss it. Differentministry.org is where you get tickets. Differentministry.org. We got a tune from Rhett. But first, we caught up with him a while back by phone. And here's a little bit of that conversation on kind of his musical style.
I think I've never tried to do something that's not authentically just me. I've never been a fan of just throwing Jesus into a song and hopes that radio will play it or somebody will see it on YouTube. You know, I lived a wild life growing up. I was a pastor's kid, so I grew up in the church. But didn't come to know Jesus till I was 17. And so, I've just kind of authentically always been me. And I grew up on 90s country, DC talk. And for him. And so I think that's kind of all meshed into the music that I make now.
Well, speaking of being lost, a teen surfer was lost and on a remote island.
This could have been it's scary, but thankfully there's a happy ending to this.
Uh-huh.
But wow, lost at sea. A 19-year-old Australian surfer was found safe on a remote island after going missing while he was surfing solo.
Yeah, Darcy Diefholz vanished last Wednesday afternoon, prompting his family to raise the alarm after he failed to return home.
His father took to social media that night, urgently requesting assistance. He said, quote, "I need boats, beach walkers, drones, four-wheel drives and planes. My boy Darcy is still missing. Of course, we are fearing the worst."
The search was paused due to poor visibility, but early the next day, search crews were thrilled to locate Darcy on an uninhabited island about 7 miles offshore. Wow.
You think about that, 7 miles offshore. I'm not sure exactly how far you would go out to surf, but I can't imagine it was anywhere close to that. So that's a long way being caught out to sea, and thank goodness he's safe.
There you go.
22 minutes past 8 o'clock, 75 degrees. Music on the way from Ben Rector and a new artist called Jet Trouble coming up next.
So, Caleb, I'm old enough here, 61 years old. I remember a time where there were basically four channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS.
And you were fine with that.
Well, and then cable came on the scene, right? And then that was out there. But in more recent years, we've been in the streaming universe, right?
Yes. And so give Netflix credit for being a pioneer in this, too. Beyond just the DVD and the mail service, they're saying, hey, you know what? We see the writing on the wall and starting streaming and became like the company. But of course, everyone else, when they saw how much Netflix was making, was saying, we need a piece of that pie.
Yes. And so it's getting more competitive. Now, 4 years ago, Netflix programs accounted for 80% of all the programs that made the weekly Nielsen list of the top 10 original shows on streaming that year.
So 80%.
Uh-huh.
So far this year, just 4 years later, Netflix is responsible for 52% on that list, which is still significant, but a big drop.
Yeah, and so they're followed by Prime Video. This is Amazon's video channel with 13%.
Hulu's at 10%.
Paramount Plus is at 9%.
Apple TV's at 77%.
And Peacock bringing up the rear at 4%.
And then there's all those other ones, too, like, I don't know, like such and such Max. And these, and I don't even see Disney Plus on here. And we were talking off the air. It used to be that cutting the cord, getting rid of cable, and going with streaming was a cost savings measure. But now, if you want to have them all, you're probably going to spend more.
Right, exactly. And here's the thing. So, big NFL fans, when you show, like, the most watched shows of the year, it's amazing how many of those are NFL games. And more, they're on different streaming services.
And the thing is, too, gone are the days when you could expect to be able to watch watch the big NFL games, even the primetime games, watch them for free on broadcast television. Now it's, well, man, I have to make sure I have Prime to watch this or that. I have to make sure that, Peacock. And I don't know. As a consumer, I'm just right. getting a little tired of things not being free when they were before.
I know, you get spoiled. And this whole thing, I'm mentioning Nielsen, because back in the day, you'd have the top 10 shows where they were on the big three networks. Not so much anymore.
Not so much, yeah. First world problems very much, but also it's how in the world do you decide which ones, because you end up paying for things that you're never using. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Well, listen to the radio. It's free. We've got it for you. Over the air, streaming as well at WWIB.com.